This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome to hour number two of the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. We got Sexual Chocolate Flying, the Mothership, and we are rocking for another hour. That's right, you get 2 hours each day here on the USA Radio Network. You guys get to watch it on social media, on Twitter and Periscope and YouTube, and of course Facebook, even though the overlords try to silence us. They can't stop us on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page or the Liberty Eagle Facebook page. You can only hope to contain us. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
You want to join us in the second hour? The Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466, 202-866-7466. We're now in the month of May. Matt, I know that Patriot Mobile has some pretty sweet deals going on this month, too.
They do, actually. Let me grab my little sheet here so I say all the right stuff. But with Patriot Mobile, you get a chance to make a difference in our country. For every dollar you spend, Patriot Mobile donates a portion of it towards your American rights. So far this year, Patriot Mobile has given over $15,000 to the Family Research Council. They're going to be at the NRA convention on Saturday. They're connected to Americans for Prosperity. So right now, you don't have to wait any longer. Patriot Mobile is offering Samsung Galaxy S5 phones for a penny a month when you sign up today. But you better hurry because it's only while supplies last. And how do you find this deal? You can meet Patriot Mobile in person at the NRA convention, booth 137. That's going on Friday through Sunday. Or you can call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Or you can go to patriotmobile.com. Sign up. Use cartel. You will get your activation fee waived.
I'm tweeting Patriot Mobile, high energy, great Patriots company.
Fantastic people over at Patriot Mobile. We need more like them. We need more companies that want to fight for the conservative cause. Because we talked about it in the first hour, Chris. We talked about the Mueller freaking subpoenas. We talked about the questions. We talked about the witch hunt. We talked about all that right now. We need conservative companies stepping up, helping these people. We need more Donald Trumps in government. I hate to say that, and I don't really hate to say it, because now I like saying it, because I thought Trump was good. I really didn't know what to think. But now we need more people who are willing to take on the swamp monster that is Congress, government, all that stuff.
The more we see these former, politicos speaking, and as much as I like some of them, Matt's right. We do need more of, conservatism, more of actual common sense in government. And Patriot Mobile helps out with that. So once again, they donate to conservative causes, the exact opposite of what these other groups do. By the way, we mentioned too, I'm going to be out tomorrow and Friday and Monday because I'm going to that baseball tournament. But Ron and Matt, you guys are going to be at the gun
all
show.
All 3 days.
You're going to be at the NRA convention. Sorry.
The NRA convention, it starts at 9 a.m. I'll be over there after the show on Friday, all day Saturday, probably all day Sunday. So if you're in Dallas, if you're in the area and you're going to go to the NRA convention, I mean, you're going to be able to find me. I'm about 6'5", 250. I'll be wearing my hat, all my cartel gear. You're not going to miss me.
If you're in Dallas-Fort Worth, let me ask this question, and I'm completely blindly asking this of Matt and Ron. You guys going to maybe bring, I don't know, a couple of stickers or something with you? Maybe
we might have a few things.
I might have a few things in my hand.
Okay, I'm just saying. If you're going to be in Dallas-Fort Worth area, you might ought to stop by, say hello, shake Matt and Ron's hand. You might get yourself a decal or something.
You might
special.
Get a selfie with Matt Locke. You never know.
What?
They don't want a selfie with Matt Locke. They want a selfie with the Sexual Chocolate.
They probably do.
Sexual Chocolate!
The problem with Sexual Chocolate is you can't get him to stop dancing to get that selfie.
And he'll be there. He might be at the NRA convention in yoga pants.
Well, that I promise you will not happen.
Yoga pants? Maybe
I'm a fan.
A
don't get me wrong.
You might have a tutu on. He might be pirouetting through the aisles.
No, dude, I'm a fan of the yoga britches.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Ladies and gentlemen,
what you've just heard is the show going off the rails.
Yeah.
That's what you've just heard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. But seriously, we will be at the NRA convention. I'll be there all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you are in the Dallas area, look me up. I mean, I'll be running around that thing. You're not going to miss me. But I may have some stickers in my hands. I may have some other stuff. You never know. I might have a few koozies in my pocket or something. You never know what might happen. But come on by. We're going to have a great time. We're going to go out there and talk to some advertisers. We got some big things coming down the road for the cartel. We're moving and grooving. And, of course, you know, we want to align ourselves with great conservative companies like Patriot Mobile, like Black Rifle Coffee, like Nine Line Apparel. We love them.
Yes, and if you're out at the show, if you do happen to come out there, stop by the booth and see Don and Becky Moon. Moonstruck Leather, they'll be out there.
Yes, Don Moon is in the house, by the way.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Don, on the cartel page. But, Chris, what are we going to start this hour with?
Well, I want to kick it off with, I mentioned the former politicos, people like former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, yeah.
I like Condi Rice. I think she's a smart lady. And
yeah.
I like she said some things that was funny. They tried to make it like she was throwing Trump under the bus, which she did not.
Right.
But she did say yesterday morning that President Trump should not engage directly in the details of negotiations with North Korea. She was saying, first of all, don't try to negotiate the details with them, with Kim Jong-un. She said, leave that for people who understand the nuances of the situation. And with all due respect to former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, all of them failed in those negotiations. Now, I know they were dealing in the Bush administration with Kim Jong-il, who was as bad as Kim Jong-un
right.
is. Kim Jong-il was far worse of an entity, and this is the newer iteration, I guess, if you will. So it's a different administration, dictatorship is what it is.
Right.
But so there's that going on. You know what? With the success that Trump has had kind of so far, right, wrong, or indifferent, maybe you want to say God loves Donald Trump. Some few things happened that allowed this to go.
Right.
I think he's done pretty well so far. I think it's a naive thought to tell him what to do at this point.
I wouldn't disagree. I mean, I wouldn't disagree. I mean, Trump is, he's a negotiator. What he's done his whole life. I mean, he wrote a book about it, The Art of the Deal. It's a fantastic book, by the way. I've read it 2 or 3 times. Yeah. I mean, the reason we're here are because of the actions that Donald Trump took with North Korea. And everybody freaked out, Chris. I mean, you know, the left freaked out. Oh, my God, you got a bigger button. Oh, my God, World War III. Oh, my God, Donald Trump's crazy, stupid, dumb, ridiculous, braggadocious, over the top. And yet, here we are. And now, I'll tell you, it's pure genius, because I don't know if you've been paying attention. But they're trying to figure out a place where Kim Jong-un and Trump can meet.
Yeah, they were talking about the DMZ.
Yeah.
And also, not
genius.
To mention, we've got the South Korean president saying this would not have happened without Donald Trump, and
right.
he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize, okay? So,
well, didn't he just already get it? I mean, like Obama did. Obama got it like a month into office after he did. Yeah, he was just elected president.
Obama got it for what he was going to do.
Oh.
That never really transpired, and now they regret giving it to him.
Oh.
But they're going to wait and see. On Trump. Condi Rice did say you have to give the Trump administration a lot of credit for pressuring China to rein in the Kim regime for using the threat of military force to isolate North Korea. So she did that. So once again, she's not an idiot. She's a smart lady.
Yes.
And I completely understand her point of view. But at this point, it's really hard to second guess what the Trump administration has done regarding it's still early.
Yeah.
But once again, we still have to watch this because we do understand that North Korea does have a track record. They're a murderous regime, and they often break their promises.
They often lie?
Yeah, they do.
They make stuff up?
They sound a lot like the Democrats. They really do.
Oh, well, then Trump should be right at home.
He's been dealing
with the Democrats and liars for, the last year and a half? He should be right up his alley.
Yeah, you wonder why he's doing so well with them.
It's getting practice.
She also went on to talk about the Iranian nuclear deal. She said something that the left is going to hate. She said, I actually think if we pull out now, it's not going to be the disaster everybody is talking about.
Yeah, why would it be a disaster? I mean, why pulling out of Iran would it be a disaster?
It makes, for Democrats to prove that Barack Obama was a liar.
Okay. So it would be a disaster for Obama, not for the country.
Well, that's the only thing that matters to Democrats.
Right, his legacy, right? Because now you look at it, Obamacare's gone. By a tweet, by the way. Donald Trump got rid of Obamacare with a tweet. Now
buy individual mandate.
Yeah, now you've got Iran that's falling apart, and Trump's going to pull us out of that. Remember the Paris Climate Accords?
Yeah.
That we're not in, that Obama was, you know, he loved.
Wasn't that going to end the world?
The world? Yeah, that was. Net neutrality was going to end the world.
Oh, that's right. Net neutrality, right. Global warming,
right.
Paris cards.
Right.
The Iranian deal, if we can pull out, it's going to end the world. North Korea, that was going to end the world because of the negotiation. Little Rocket Man, hashtag Little Rocket Man.
Bigger button. Yeah, bigger button. Big hands, bigger button.
Apparently it worked. Condoleezza Rice said, I would not have signed this deal. I don't think it was a very good deal. I think we're in a hurry to get a deal, and we left a lot on the table. If we get out of this deal,
now wait a minute. We were in a hurry for the deal?
Well, that's what we were.
We left a lot of stuff off the table. Who negotiated this deal?
Well, the greatest negotiator of all time, Barack Obama.
Oh, so it's a fantastic deal then.
It was a great deal according to them.
Oh, it was so good that they wouldn't let anybody see it in the basement of the Congress.
Yeah, and it also, if you go back yesterday and we talked about, you know, Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, and all of the documentation that they pulled out of Iran that shows that it was a great deal for Iran.
Yeah.
Because they continued their nuclear program. They had no intention of stopping it.
No.
And pulled over, was it 100,000 documents? What was it? How many?
It was a lot. It was, some 100,000 documents, 183 CDs.
Something like that.
I mean, it was a lot of information saying that they're liars.
So, you know, and I was really shocked when that information came out yesterday. No, I wasn't.
I was going to say, what? Were you?
Really? No.
Nobody was shocked.
We all knew this was the case. Everybody knew it except the ridiculous lefties who all signed on to this deal. This was North Korea part due. Anybody remember the deal that Bill Clinton brokered along with Jimmy Carter to give North Koreans nuclear power that they immediately started testing nuclear weapons with? Yeah, this is the exact same thing part due. When we talk about the second term for the Carter administration, that's basically what Obama got, and he got two terms to do it. So it's going to be a long time for future generations to undo the damage brought on by the Obama administration.
Well, and we know that whole situation, Chris, of the hostages, of the money that was sent to Iran in an unmarked cargo plane with unmarked bills, the $150 billion that was unfrozen in Iran accounts. I mean, it's literally like President Obama wanted turmoil and strife in the Middle East.
Well, you know, it's interesting, at the end of the article, when asked whether she wanted to leave the Iran deal, Condoleezza Rice said, I would probably have stayed in for alliance management purposes, but if the president decides to pull out of the deal, I have no argument with that. That's the difference between the previous administrations
and
this administration. They're like, well, I probably would have done this, and I probably blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump's like, no, you're a complete loser. Failure, hashtag sad, you all suck, I'm doing what I'm going to do, and that's why he wins.
Well, and you've got Trump saying that right now, too. It's funny you say that, because Trump's telling the media, look, I'm going to go sit down with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't go well, I'm going to get up. I'm going to leave, because that's what Donald Trump does. Any good salesperson, I've been doing this for years, you have to be prepared in any kind of deal to walk away from it.
Yeah.
That's the leverage you have as a great salesman. You ever bought a car? You ever went to a car dealership and bought a car? I always tell my wife hates going with me because I turn into a great, big, fat, ugly man. I mean, I do. Because it's money I'm trying to save us, right?
Yeah.
And that negotiation becomes a wrestling match, really. And you have to be prepared in any situation to walk away from the deal if it is not good for you. But now we've got Donald Trump coming out and telling the media, he's like, oh my gosh, well, you can't trust North Korea. Oh my. I mean, they're literally hyperventilating over it. And Trump's like, look, if the deal's not good, I just walk away.
And that's the other thing.
And what do we lose?
Does anybody think at this point that Donald Trump trusts any of these monkeys?
No.
No. He doesn't trust any of these Democrats, any of these people in North Korea, any of these other. He doesn't trust China. He doesn't trust Russia. He doesn't trust any of them. But they all just assume he's an idiot because guess what? He doesn't trust them either.
Well, and look how many deals he's walked. I mean, DACA. Look at DACA. He threw it back to Congress. They never did anything. It was a stroke of brilliant genius. And here we are with judges saying, well, no, Donald, it's an executive order, so you can't do anything about it. Yeah, you can.
Like I said, when I call them monkeys, that's what it's like. It's like a big cage of monkeys over in Congress, and they run around throwing poop at each other.
That just gave me a bad image.
It kind of did, but it's very similar to what's going on in Congress. And you're right. He threw it back to them. Let's take a very short break. I know that was very disparaging of Congress, but they're low energy. They're not high stamina. High Trump. If you want to join us, the Patriot Mobile hotline is open. 202-866-7466. That's 202-866-7466. I'm Chris Sachs along with Matt Locke. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129. 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruise now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
I'll tell you what, those are some fantastic bumpers, by the way. Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel Hump Day! Yeah, I love Wednesday. Well, I love Wednesday better than Monday. Let's just put it that way. Alongside of Chris X, I am Matt Locke. Chocolate, sexual chocolate in there. Producer Ron is running the mothership today. We are rocking and rolling and talking about all kinds of different things. But, Chris, you got to get over to theconservativecartel.com.
Why do I have to go there?
Well, no, the listeners.
Oh, okay, okay.
The listeners got to get over there. We're giving away this fantastic Diamondback Firearms AR-15. Do you know of anybody else giving away an AR-15?
No, I don't. And we're doing it this coming Friday. That is 2 days from now.
And I was looking at the exhibitor list. Diamondback Firearms is going to be at the NRA convention. So we'll meet up with them. I'll get everything down. We'll know the winner on Friday, so I'll let them know, and they may be calling you.
Oh, you better
sign up. You got to be a VIP. Now, I've got sad news, because if you live in the great state of California, you don't get to have a gun.
Yeah,
they can't send it there. If you live in Washington, D.C., they can't send it there either. And if you live in Chicago, they can't send it there.
So the socialist areas, you can't
get it. The socialist communist regimes that are California, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., I'm sorry, but you can't. We can't. It's illegal. And we follow the law in the cartel because we believe in that.
Believe in laws here. Yes,
but you know what? You can get over the conservative cartel. You can get yourself a fantastic cartel hat, which are fantastic.
They're beautiful.
Cartel on the back. Look at that. Terrific. Ron gave me the close-up. There's the cartel.
Look at that.
There's the shield. And it's actually on my face. So if I move it back here a little bit, it comes into view. But, yeah, it's a fantastic hat. It's form-fitted. I'm wearing mine. You can get them in black and white. You can get them in navy and white. You can get them in all black, all navy. They're fantastic. Now, look, I'm going to tell you something real quick because I know a couple of you have ordered hats. Be patient with us. We do this ourselves. We order these hats in as you order them, so it takes a little bit of time to get the hat in. We make them. We send them out to you, and we do that with pride, and we do that with love because we want you to have the best things, just like us.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can have a sticker, and if you show up at the NRA convention, you might get a free one from Matlock. Just saying.
That'd be beautiful. So theconservativecartel.com, sign up as a VIP. You get a discount on that hat as well. You got to read your stuff, and you're registered to win that Diamondback Firearms AR-15. By the way, very quick sidebar before we run out of time.
Sidebar.
Short segment. Sidebar. The NRA convention is taking place over there in Dallas-Fort Worth this weekend. Matt and Ron are going to be there.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, I'm missing out because I've got that baseball tournament.
I've got a baseball game.
Or like six games this weekend. I'm going to be so tired. But you talk about the NRA, and people say, oh, they're baby killers, or they're monsters, or they're killing people. No, you know, here's an interesting little sidebar. You know, during the Obama administration, there was a program called the Fast and Furious program.
What?
It was this program that they came up with. They had this great idea. We're going to put little sneaky things, little things they don't know about, on guns, like AR-15s and really high-powered rifles, and they were going to sell them. Our government did this. Under the Obama administration, Eric Holder, you know, they exerted the executive privilege to protect them so you plebes wouldn't find out. But what they did is they send these guns to drug cartels, in Mexico. They sold them.
This. Right.
And so they could track the guns because they thought somehow that's a great idea. And then at least one Border Patrol agent was murdered with those guns, Brian Terry, Mexican judges, reporters, and journalists in Mexico, and over 200 Mexican citizens were killed with those firearms. And one of the reasons why they did this was to prove why we don't need the Second Amendment here in America, because they wanted to show how bad guns were.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, you want to know why it's important to go to the NRA and support them?
Yes.
Because those are the clowns that want to disarm you.
Did they ever subpoena any of that information from Eric Holder?
You know what? I don't think they did.
They didn't?
Now, they asked him to testify in Congress, and when he did, he pled the fifth.
They almost filed what, impeachment or some kind of corruption?
They held him in contempt of Congress.
Contempt of Congress. There it is. Hey, don't go anywhere. Facebook. Worthiness. Companies. Zuckerberg's back at it again. We see this every day. The conservative cartel, Chris X, Matlock, Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matlock and Chris X.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As students who support gun rights are staging walkouts from their classrooms at hundreds of high schools across the nation today, the founder of Stand for the Second, high schooler from New Mexico Will Riley, says he became concerned about how the mainstream media was covering walkouts staged by students who support more gun control.
What was really disturbing to me is that I saw around the country the media was portraying our generation as an anti-gun generation, which when I look at my fellow students and when I look at the students across the country, it's just simply not true.
That's Riley speaking in an interview with Good Guys with Guns. The flagship program of the Boy Scouts of America, changing its name from Boy Scouts to Scouts PSA, effective February of next year, when it starts allowing girls to join, there won't be a change to the Cub Scouts name, which already accepts girls. This is USA Radio News.
Monica Bickert is the vice president of product policy and counterterrorism, and Facebook is sharing more details about the complex issues that we've heard about over the course of the last couple of months. Tell us what some of the things the company is doing today, Monica. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So we've long had a set of community standards that tell people what we don't allow on Facebook. For instance, we don't allow bullying, we don't allow harassment or hate speech. But what we've done now is publish the details on how we enforce those policies.
Okay, but what can people do if they feel that something has been removed in error or maybe just misconstrued in some way?
When something gets reported to us, we have a team of real people sitting around the world. And so if you think we've made a mistake, you will now have the ability to ask us to revisit that decision.
Monica Bickert, Vice President of Product Policy and Counterterrorism.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. If you want to join us, be a part of the program, be part of the cartel, 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile Hotline. That is 202-866-7466. You know, during the break, Mike Pompeo was being officially sworn in as Secretary of State. He was approved while Matt was gone. So once again, I think Matt claimed to just be moving down. I think he was brokering peace negotiations between North and South Korea and helped to get the ball across the goal line in the Pompeo thing. That's what I'm thinking.
You know, it took a lot of convincing, but I got it done 57-42.
He did good.
I mean, he did good. And now we got Pompeo. And I'm telling you, we were joking around at the break, but Donald Trump took back to Twitter while he was welcoming Pompeo as Secretary of State. This guy is good.
Well, you know, it's funny because he was up there talking, Trump was speaking, and then here he is. Here's Mike Pompeo, new Secretary of State. As soon as Pompeo got up on there and was talking and was, you know, I swear Trump must have been over in the corner texting and tweeting, a rigged system. They don't want to turn over documents to Congress. What are they afraid of? Why so much redacting? Why such unequal justice, quote unquote? At some point, I will have no choice but to use powers granted to the presidency and get involved.
And here it comes.
Oh,
here it is.
Damn.
Now, Trump is, look, at some point, you knew this was coming. At some point, because Mark Levin just tweeted, I was looking at the break, and he said, hey, instead of the Congress drawing up paperwork to protect Mueller, how about Congress actually get subpoenas of Mueller to find out what this investigation is actually investigating? I mean, it's coming, Chris. It's coming, and if I'm Donald Trump, I'm doing the same thing. Look, I'm tired of this stuff. Where is this going? You're spending taxpayer dollars, this unequal justice. You've got Hillary Clinton, the bleach bit, the ball peen hammers, the 33,000 emails, but yet you're going to try to pigeonhole Donald Trump. He ain't going to – look, if there anything that we know about Donald Trump is that he's going to hit you back twice as hard.
Yeah, he is.
And he has the power of the presidency, Chris.
Well, and the longer he sits in there, the more obviously this guy's learning about the power of the presidency and what's going on, and he's paying attention.
Yep.
And once again, these tweets are coming out. You know what? Very quickly before we, because I want to get into this. Facebook have their new little rank organizations. But before we do, I want you to pretend to be Mueller again and ask me another question, because I think I got another Trump answer for you.
Okay. So, what, Mr. President?
Yeah.
You know you're under investigation. I want to subpoena everything. What are you going to do about it?
Well, hold on. I'm tweeting again. You know, after 9 Diet Cokes today, I'm thinking about switching over to Coke Zero. What do you think? Hashtag new look.
Nothing but cheeseburger. Maybe some KFC. You hungry, Mr. President?
We've got KFC in Air Force One. I'm good to go. I've got on Marine One. We've got McDonald's. We're good. We're covered on all angles. And I'm brokering peace.
Yes, and there it is. And there it is. But look, I mean, I'm looking at, you got to admit, what a great tool the president has used Twitter for. I mean, you can sit here and you can say what you want to say, but he lets you in on what's going on. And that tweet is pretty powerful. I mean, that's kind of a bombshell tweet there about 50 minutes ago.
The amazing thing is, Matt, we are living through times where we're getting to do talk radio while this is happening.
Yeah.
We just went on. In fact, it was less than an hour ago when he tweeted that out. So we're some of the first people that are getting to go. Trump makes me laugh. Now, the funny thing is because we easily get so angry with all the things going on in politics.
Right.
You got this guy that is so much more like us because he drinks Diet Cokes and he eats Kentucky Fried Chicken and he likes Big Macs and he's more. Now, he's a multi-billionaire.
Right.
But he is so much closer than us than these criminal, corrupt, elitist politicians that have run roughshod over the American people. And he goes to Twitter and lets everybody know it.
And he's got almost 51.5 million followers now. I mean, I remember just about 3 or 4 months ago, he had 48 million. He literally has brought on 3.5 million followers in about the last month or two.
That tweet from 52 minutes ago was retweeted over 7,000 times.
In an hour.
In less than an hour.
Yeah.
So how many times is that going to be retweeted? It's going to be covered by the media because that's the only way he can get his message out because the media is constantly trashing him. That's all they do.
Well, and look, he's finally getting it. You know, he's talked about the rigged system. He talked about the whole thing with Hillary Clinton. Was he wrong? Absolutely not. And now we're seeing, look, where is the equal justice? What is going on with this special investigation? The IG report's coming out. I mean, that's the really big thing. Michael Horowitz is coming out with this IG report. And we know what he said about Andrew McCabe. We know what came out there. I cannot wait to see what comes out with the rest of this. You've got the House Intelligence Committee saying, look, we have found nothing. You've got all of these entities, and it was funny because yesterday we were watching Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She actually got asked a question from the press pool yesterday saying, well, what do you think about what Adam Schiff said? She's like, hey, here at the White House, we don't pay attention to what Adam Schiff says. Next question.
It's partisan drivel is all it is.
All it is. That dude is nothing but a whore that goes to all of these talk shows and spews out his crap. to the left of, to keep it. Because, look, Chris, if the Russian investigation, collusion investigation ends, what happens?
First of all, they got nothing to do, and Donald Trump walks away in a landslide in the next election.
They got to keep this thing going. They think if they can keep this thing going till November, to the midterms, that they somehow have a chance of winning and taking over the House, and then they can start impeachment. Then they can start doing what they want to do. Then they can stop this roller coaster or this tidal wave that is Donald Trump's success. They're just slow walking all of this. I mean, I talked to, and I don't think you were here, Saturday, we talked to Rob Wasinger on the show. There are 168 nominations right now waiting to be confirmed that are not done. It would take up to 7 years if they went by the actual timetable of the Senate. Literally, Trump's 8 years would be over before he got everyone into his administration he needed to work. The left is doing nothing but slow playing this. And you want to talk about help? Facebook. Facebook is helping the left as much as they can to stop Donald Trump, to stop the flow of truth, to stop the information from coming out that they cannot dictate or narrate.
Yeah, in fact, we're getting into this now because you're right. You've got Google, who is now they're going to determine what you need or not need to see in their search engine. They've got YouTube, which is determining what you should be able to watch on their page. Which it's their product, I get it. So they're that, but they're claiming to be arbiters of truth. They're not. They're arbiters of partisanship. So they're going to give you the things they think you should see. And then you've got Twitter, which I know they hate Donald Trump, but they have to love what he does because he makes them money on Twitter.
Oh my God, yes.
Then you've got Facebook, and once again, they keep coming up with these little... Zuckerberg just testified, not under oath in front of Congress.
Right.
And basically went through and said, and I'm sure some of the things he doesn't know, but the reality is that, the snake rots from the head first, okay? Mm-hmm. So what's going on is they're doing this stuff. They've already begun to implement this system that ranks news organizations based on trustworthiness, promotes or suppresses its content based on that metric. They have gone through and purposefully adjusted those metrics to make sure the conservative message doesn't get out, liberal message does. They silence people, they shut down, they ratchet views, they do all of this pretending to be, once again, unbiased. They're anything but. They are absolutely biased, and they're pushing their message. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they don't care.
Well, it's their platform. And we know this, and we always talk about a new platform and where conservatives can go and all that, but I want you to listen who Zuckerberg met with. The meeting included representatives from BuzzFeed, The Information, Quartz, the New York Slimes, CNN, the Wall Street Journal, NBC, Recode, Univision, the Daily Beast, the Economist, HuffPost, Insider, the Atlantic, and let's not forget, the New York Compost. Did you hear any conservative? Breitbart, where's Drudge? Where's Fox News? Where's any of the news on the right?
None. Is once again, it's
I didn't
one
get
side.
Invited to that meeting. I'm mad, Chris. We did not get invited to that meeting.
Yeah, and I don't really consider us to be a news organization. We're a talk show, so I get that. But once you just
still
it out.
I'm still mad.
Where's
I'm,
Breitbart? Yeah. Where's, once again,
Drudge.
There's so many.
Fox.
Where's Drudge? Where's Judicial Watch?
Yeah.
Where's any of these organizations?
Western Journalism. Where's, these, PJ Media. Where's The Hill? Where's some of these, right? Where's The Daily Caller? I mean, where are these people at? They're not there. They're not there. And you know as well as I know, Chris, that the trustworthiness is code for we're just going to shut your voice down.
What it reminds me of, and it's as ridiculous as it sounds. Remember when Colbert had his little TV show, and before he took over the Letterman or whatever show he hosts now, but he had that TV show where he pretended to be a conservative while making fun of conservatives, and he came up with the term truthiness. That was his term to show this. That's what they're doing over now at Facebook. They're going to determine the truthiness of what you get to see now. They're going to determine whether it's actually true and what's false. And the reality is, it doesn't matter. They're just going to determine what you see. Anything they don't like, they will suppress, which is what they're doing to multiple conservative outlets on Facebook, which is causing people slowly but surely to look for a new avenue. And it will come eventually.
And it will come. Just as, we had MySpace, just as, now we have Facebook. Just as you've had other stuff. But I want you to listen to this, because this is amazing. Because we've talked about this several times, Chris. Mark Zuckerberg said Facebook will invest billions of dollars in a combination of artificial intelligence and tens of thousands of human moderators to keep both fake news and deliberate propaganda at bay, especially in elections. What's coming up in November?
Mm-hmm.
Why would a conservative outfit, I mean, all the time, I will tell you, I run the Conservative Cartel Facebook page. I post everything. I share it. I make sure we get our stuff out there. You know, we want to grow. We're at 9,000. I mean, Facebook has just literally shut us down. We have been sitting at 9,000 for like a month or two. It's ridiculous. But I get pop-ups all the time from Facebook saying, hey, if you boost this post for $100, it will get to more people. No, it won't. It's not going to. Why in the world would anybody on the conservative side pay anything to boost any post on Facebook? Because all they're doing is taking your money and you're going to get nothing.
Well, and the reality is we don't know because they're a private industry that can do whatever they want. And that's the other thing, too, is because we've learned, even though Zuckerberg claimed, oh, no, there's no there was no intention of going after conservatives. When you talk about truthiness in articles, how many times have you seen it? Because I've seen it thousands of times. And you've probably even seen it more where that somebody posts something that is a legit article,
yep,
a legit news source.
Yep.
And because it's conservative, it makes Democrats or liberals look bad.
Yep.
They deem it, oh, this
fake
is
news.
Offensive. This yep. is fake news or whatever. And they put it aside, and then the person has to go through the whole rigmarole of going through and getting proving it was a fake news. This, okay, now you can post it day two, three, four, later well, after it's passed.
And, Chris, we are watching as the likes of Diamond and Silk, who have 1.5 million followers,
mm-hmm.
Chad Prather, who has 1.1 million followers, Graham Allen, who has 2 million followers, where Facebook has said, look, we're not going to let you get your message out. I looked at a Chad Prather video this morning. He is a great friend of this program, the political cowboy. When he would put out a truck video, that thing would get 3, 4, 5 million views within 2 days. Black Rifle Coffee, they put their videos out, 3, 4, 5 million. You look today, Chad Prather's video from 2 days ago has 80,000 views. 80. You can't tell me that Facebook isn't actively shutting down the message of you and I, of a Chad Prather, of a Graham Allen, of Diamond and Silk, of any conservative voice on the platform. And come election time, we know this, Cambridge Analytica comes to mind. Donald Trump paid for all of the data to go out and market and directly advertise to people voting. This is a direct correlation to the upcoming midterm election because the Conservative Party found out how to use Facebook to their advantage.
Don't forget, they gave that information to the Obama administration.
Yes, they did.
I'm sorry, the Obama campaign, which led to the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So it once again, the thing is, and we've said this before, it's their product. We know this.
It is.
The problem is they parade themselves to be something that they're not. They're very partisan, and they're manipulating people. That's what they do. There was a weird side consequence to Facebook when it came out, because initially it was a chick thing, and then him just rating chicks, and then, of course, it blew up to a college thing, and then everybody got on Facebook, and then this weird thing happened. It became this meeting ground for a bunch of conservatives.
Yep.
And Facebook hated it. So they have spent literally millions, yep, maybe even billions of dollars at this point, to try to stop the conservative message from getting out while promoting liberalism and their weird, in other words, it's propaganda.
Yeah.
You know what? It's their propaganda. Twitter is their propaganda. Google,
well,
YouTube. The problem is people think they're news. How many people get their news from Facebook?
Oh, I would say the greater majority of the left. I would bet you 90% of Democrats get their news from Facebook. I mean, I follow Breitbart, I follow Drudge, I follow Rush, I follow Hannity. I get a lot of my news from following them on Facebook, but I also go, obviously, to the websites. But, yeah, I mean, Chris, a lot of people are getting their news there. I mean, a lot of people go there. But I'm going to tell you right now, we are at a time and place in this country where it's ripe and ready for a conservative alternative.
Yeah, and it's only a matter of time till something comes along. I know there's the MeWe and all this other stuff that people are looking at. At a certain point, more people will gravitate towards it because, like I said, you can only push people around for so long.
Yep.
And all right, well, let's take a break. We're going to come back, wrap up today's show. We've got one segment remaining, which is crazy because it goes way too fast. We're going to shut down the Patriot Mobile Hotline. It is down. We don't have time to get to it. We've got a couple of things we're going to try to get to in this final segment as we wrap up today's show. You're listening to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. We'll be right back.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the final segment of the Conservative Cartel. Chris X, Matt Locke. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is down. We got a little short segment here, so we're going to get right to it, Chris, because I've got a couple stories that go together.
Yeah.
Now, here's the headlines. Tolerant San Francisco, fed up with dirty, smelly streets. And Jerry Brown, Mike Pence, bigger problem than migrant caravan. So let's head to San Francisco first, because though it's known for its compassion to the needy, San Francisco may have hit a peak saturation with its tent camps, stinky urine, and trash littering the streets, and the new interim mayor has vowed to do something about it.
This is astonishing because everyone thinks of San Francisco to be this beautiful city and it costs so damn much to live there.
A lot.
Everything's very expensive. And you've got these sprawling homeless tent camps in the city's Mission District. You've got people just, like you mentioned, the stinky urine, feces, trash littering the streets. And now they got this interim mayor that's finally saying, I'm going to do something about it.
Yep.
Quote, "The trash, our homeless, the needles, the drug abuse on our streets, I've seen it all in our city, and it's gotten to the point where we really need to change course," Farrell said in an interview. "We've gone away from being compassionate to enabling street behavior that, in my opinion, is a shift that's unacceptable." Is he taking a turn to the right?
No.
No, he's not.
No, he's actually taking a far left turn because he wants to go back to the government now and spend more money. They literally, I mean, look, I feel bad for the homeless. I feel bad for the indigent. I feel bad for the people who need charity. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
You know, in some cases, circumstances got these people where they were. In other cases, choices got them, but they're living on the street. But I mean, literally, San Francisco spent $750,000 to hire more people just to pick up discarded needles of drug users. If you're homeless and have no money, how do you do drugs?
Well, there's a whole litany we could go through with that. The exact number of homeless people in San Francisco is unknown, but around 7,500, that's 7,500, were found during a one-night count last year, 2017. That's in crazy. The city logged more than, listen to these numbers, 24,300 requests last year for human waste cleanup, 9,500 for needle pickup. This year, there have already been more than 8,300 requests to pick up human waste and 3,700 for needles. Thinking about that, you live in a town where you're walking around and you got to worry about your children stepping on dirty heroin needles because you got a bunch of homeless and drug addicts running rampant over your city.
Well, but you're not walking around, Chris. That's the problem. You're not walking in that area. I mean, even this guy says, I cannot have my family down here, Adam Mesnick says, who lives in the south of Market neighborhood. Says, I can't have my family down here. I can't have visitors. I don't choose to. I have my nieces come here. It's horrifying for my family to walk down the street.
So what is the political ideology that led to this point in San Francisco?
Jerry Brown. Now, look, we're being overran in California of illegals, and I'm not saying these homeless are illegals, but you've got a government that's saying, hey, come on in. Come on in. We'll give you stuff. We'll give you free stuff. I mean, San Francisco has budgeted $65 million out of its $10 million citywide budget for street cleaning this year.
Once again, look at San Francisco. It is a beautiful city. It costs so much you can't afford to live there.
Oh.
Taxes are out of control. You've got homeless everywhere. You've got all this stuff. It is the perfect combination of liberalism. You've got so many people that are homeless because they can't even afford to live. You got drugs run rampant on the streets.
Yep.
You got all this garbage. You've got all this stuff. And now it's affecting those liberals who live there who will continue to vote for these sort of clowns that will only exacerbate the situation.
Well, in California, Governor Jerry Brown said on Tuesday that Vice President Mike Pence is a bigger problem than the illegal immigrants in the migrant campaign who are seeking asylum in his state.
Thanks a lot, Moonbeam. Yeah, that's verifiable.
I mean, this is the left, Chris. This is the left right here. They're going to go after conservatism, and they're not even going to look in their own backyard of what happened here. And now you've got these people living on the streets. They're filthing up. I mean, the city's filthy. People don't want to go there. Needles on the sidewalk. Millions of dollars spent. What do you get for your tax dollars?
I won't be visiting San Francisco, that's for damn sure.
Nah, me neither. I have no desire to do that. Look, 2 hours of conservative greatness has come and gone. Thank you for hanging out with the conservative cartel this morning. Do not fret. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Producer Ron running the spaceship. Go get a friend tomorrow. Let's get past these evil Facebook overlords, Twitter, YouTube, all of that. But for Ron Phillips, for Chris X, I'm Matt Locke. And for today, the conservative cartel is out.
In a world filled with selfie sticks, pumpkin spice lattes, and reality TV, it's good to get away from it all. I've learned so much from BattleBots. While my wife receives monthly lip balm and glittery lotion, I'm receiving items that could actually save our lives. BattleBots has introduced me to new brands and new products that haven't even been released yet. And in this world today, you just never know when you're going to need it.
Visit BattleBots.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.